Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to being truly well-informed. You know, in today's world, things move so fast.
Yeah.
Businesses, they're constantly trying to keep up with tech changes, especially with AI just exploding everywhere.
It's definitely a lot. And it's easy to feel, well, overwhelmed.
Exactly. You're thinking, how do I keep pace? What's actually going to help my business, not just another buzzword?
Mm-hmm. That's the key question, isn't it? Finding clarity, finding those actionable insights that lead to real growth, not just more noise. Businesses need to know how to make these advancements work for them.
And that's precisely what we're diving into today. We're going to explore how one specific company, Inonis, they're based in the Netherlands, is helping organizations cut through all that complexity.
Right.
They talk about an AI-first approach to IT consulting. Basically, adding this smart layer of AI on top of the IT you already have to boost productivity, make better decisions.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, and for this deep dive, we're looking at their service info, their online stuff, but also, and this is key, the founder's really extensive background and proven expertise.
Yeah, that experience piece is crucial, I think. It shows how, you know, deep, practical knowledge really forms the bedrock for effective consulting today, especially with something as game-changing as AI.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Before we get into Inonis's specific solutions, we really need to understand the foundation it's built on. What makes their expertise stand out?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. Inonis isn't just starting out fresh. It stands on, get this, over 2 decades of solid IT experience.
Wow, 20 years.
Yeah, the founder's background as a Microsoft certified professional for over 20 years is really the core of it all. And this isn't just like book learning. We're talking about a serious track record of designing, building, implementing complex solutions in the real world.
Hmm.
The insight here, I think, is that real digital transformation, it doesn't come from some generic tool off the shelf. It comes from a partner who genuinely gets your specific problems because they've been there.
That's a huge amount of experience.
Hmm.
Can you break down maybe how those 2 decades specifically prepared the founder for today's business challenges?
Sure. So the first 10 years or so, the focus was on leading offshore delivery teams based out of India.
Okay.
Serving clients all over Europe, the US, Asia. This meant handling really critical stuff like pre-sales, estimating projects, actual delivery, architecture reviews, getting stakeholders aligned.
A lot of moving parts there.
Definitely. And mentoring those teams too, you know, ensuring quality, client satisfaction. That really sharpens leadership and strategic thinking.
So strong global project management, team building. What about the next 10 years?
The more recent decade, yeah. That involved working directly on site with clients, mostly in the Netherlands, taking on roles like functional consultant, technical consultant, solution architect.
Ah, so hands-on in the Dutch market.
Exactly. Deepening that understanding of business needs and how to implement solutions effectively.
Hmm.
And the range of skills is, well, pretty vast. We're talking Microsoft 365, SharePoint, the whole Power Platform, Power Apps, Power Automate, Teams, data migration, Power BI, even Microsoft Copilot and OpenAI APIs now.
That's quite a toolkit.
It really is. Designing, developing, implementing, data analysis, migration, project management, it all feeds into Inonis's approach, which is very focused on delivering actual value.
So for you, listening right now, what does this deep experience actually mean if you're considering a partner for your own digital journey?
It means Inonis isn't just pushing products. That depth, driven by the founder's leadership, means they can actually grasp your complex business issues.
Mm.
They can build tailored solutions that genuinely speed up your transformation, make you more efficient operationally. Why? Because they've likely tackled similar problems before across different industries.
So the in-the-trenches experience is key.
Absolutely. It makes them a trusted partner, you know, capable of handling really complex tasks, all under the founder's guidance. It's a huge asset.
Okay, let's shift now to Inonis's core idea, this AI-first approach. What does that actually mean for a business? How does it empower your teams, particularly when you think about layering AI onto existing IT?
Right. The AI-first concept, the key insight, isn't just about, you know, sprinkling some AI on top. It's about strategically weaving intelligence in right from the beginning of any project.
Not just an add-on later.
Exactly. It changes how you operate because AI becomes part of the core. The aim is to seriously boost results, productivity, collaboration, decision-making, customer experience by building that smart layer directly onto the systems you already use.
So when you talk about strategically integrating, what specific AI tech are they using?
They're really committed to using the latest, most effective stuff. That includes powerful tools from OpenAI, Google Cloud AI, Azure AI, but also advanced platforms like Anthropic Claude, Mistral, Perplexity AI.
A broad range.
Yeah. And the mission is pretty clear. Give your teams custom AI co-pilots that fit right into how you work. The whole point is enabling you to, well, do more in less time with better insights.
That sounds really powerful, but maybe a bit abstract. Can you give us an analogy, something to make it really tangible, how this AI first works day to day?
Okay. Think of it like getting a super advanced GPS for your business processes.
Okay.
But it's way more than just a map. This system doesn't just tell you where to go. It predicts bumps in the road, optimizes your route constantly, and even suggests, you know, smarter ways to get things done.
Ah, I see. An intelligent guide built on what you have.
Exactly. It's enhancing every step using your existing infrastructure as the foundation.
So let's talk practical applications. AI innovation. What kind of smart systems are we talking about here, built on that existing IT?
Innanis focuses on building custom AI solutions that streamline how you operate and unlock new value, often by enhancing the tech you already rely on.
Okay, like what? Give us some concrete examples.
Okay, one big area is intelligent chatbots and virtual assistants. These aren't just simple FAQ bots, they're conversational AI powered by large language models, LLMs.
Right.
They can handle customer questions, internal IT support, even guide users through workflows, and they're available 24/7, integrated right into tools people already use, like Microsoft Teams, your website, mobile apps.
So they become part of the workflow.
Precisely. And think about internal uses, too. A really neat example from the founder's past work was a proof-of-concept mobile app. It cleverly combined OpenAI's GPT-4 with the Outlook calendar.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it used conversational AI to manage scheduling, plan agendas, set reminders intelligently. It shows how you can layer AI onto everyday tools like Outlook to make them much smarter.
Okay, so interactive assistance. What about automating tedious processes?
That's another key area, AI-powered process automation. This uses AI, sometimes combined with RPA, robotic process automation, to take over those repetitive manual tasks.
Like data entry.
Exactly, or invoice processing, HR service requests, things like that. The goal is fewer errors, faster responses, and crucially, freeing up your people for more strategic work, stuff that requires human judgment.
And beyond just making things faster, how does this AI layer change strategic thinking? How does it help with, say, decision making? Any examples there?
Yeah, that falls under predictive analytics and decision intelligence. Here, Innanis uses machine learning and AI models to dig through your data, find hidden patterns, forecast what might happen next, and help you make much smarter choices.
So looking ahead.
Right. Understanding customer behavior better, predicting sales trends more accurately, optimizing operations based on data, not just gut feeling. Imagine being able to predict inventory needs really precisely, or spotting customers who might be about to leave before they actually do. That's the kind of insight AI can unlock by analyzing data at a scale humans just can't manage.
Gotcha. Now, lots of organizations are already heavily invested in Microsoft 365. How does Innanis help them get more out of it, specifically by adding that AI layer and integrating things like Microsoft Copilot?
That's a real sweet spot for them. They specialize in modernizing those M365 environments. The focus is always on boosting collaboration, automating workflows, increasing productivity, all within a secure cloud setup. And that AI layer is central to turning a standard office suite into, well, an intelligent digital workplace using the tools you already own.
How does that actually look within M365? What do they do?
Well, often it starts with SharePoint online modernization, building custom intranet portals, document management systems tailored specifically to how an organization works.
Making SharePoint more user-friendly.
Exactly. Intuitive navigation, smart tagging, using AI perhaps, secure sharing, better version control. It's about making collaboration smoother and compliance easier by adding intelligence to how content is managed.
And the Power Platform, Power Apps, Power Automate, that's huge in M365 now, right? For custom solutions.
Absolutely huge. They heavily leverage the Power Platform for workflow automation. Think about streamlining critical processes like employee onboarding or offboarding.
Right.
The founder has a ton of experience building custom Power Apps, setting up approval flows, automating tasks for all sorts of things, leave requests, access provisioning, even generating real-time reports.
Any specific examples that stand out?
Yeah, a really good one. The founder built a complete project operation system, a POS for a Dutch governmental agency. This used Power Apps for the interface, Power Automate for the workflows, and Power BI for reporting.
Wow.
It automated complex content migration tasks and really streamlined their decision-making. It's a prime example of supercharging standard Microsoft tools with smart automation.
And then Microsoft Teams and Copilot. That seems like where the AI integration really comes alive for the end user, doesn't it?
It really does. And Ananas puts a lot of focus on turning Teams into that smart hub. With Microsoft Copilot integrated, users can, you know, get meeting summaries instantly, craft email replies, pull insights from SharePoint or Outlook or OneDrive, all without leaving Teams.
Right in the flow of work.
Exactly. It's a massive productivity boost.
Yeah.
And it ensures the whole environment is secure and scalable. Another example, just to show the scale, the founder was key in automating how a major city municipality in the Netherlands handled requests for M365 tools like Teams, Project, Visio.
How did they do that?
By integrating ServiceNow, Azure APIs, Logic Apps, Azure DevOps, it dramatically cut down the manual work and really improved their SLA compliance. It shows how Ananas, led by the founder, can tackle complex enterprise integrations, embedding AI effectively.
What's fascinating, though, is that Ananas isn't just about AI and Microsoft 365. It seems like they offer a much broader, more holistic approach to digital transformation.
That's a really important point. Yes, AI and M365 are core strengths, but they offer a complete package, a comprehensive solution for businesses wanting to scale safely and efficiently.
So it's not piecemeal.
Right. You avoid having to stitch together solutions from different vendors, which often leads to a more fragmented result. This integrated approach aims for a smoother, more impactful transformation overall.
What are some of those other key service areas then? The ones that complement the AI and N365 work.
Okay, so first, there's modern IT consulting. This is about strategic advice, enterprise architecture, planning cloud adoption, guiding the overall digital transformation strategy to make sure tech aligns with business goals.
High-level planning.
Exactly. Then you have software development. They design and build custom web and mobile apps, cloud-native platforms, secure APIs. The focus is always on a great user experience, making it intuitive and ensuring it works seamlessly everywhere.
And what about moving existing systems or data? That's often a huge hurdle.
Definitely. They handle app and data migration, too. Ensuring those transitions moving to the cloud like Azure or M365, updating old legacy systems, consolidating SharePoint sites happen smoothly and securely.
Minimizing disruption.
That's the goal. Minimizing downtime, protecting data integrity. A really significant example of the founder's capability here was migrating over 400 terabytes of data.
400 terabytes. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. From NetApp to Azure Blob Storage for a major city municipality. That's a massive, complex job. And they managed it with minimal disruption, getting that vital data into a modern, scalable environment.
Impressive. And finally, there's one more service area that feels a bit different, but probably essential.
Right, digital marketing. They offer targeted strategies to actually drive engagement and conversions. SEO, content creation, managing campaigns on major platforms, using analytics to see what works.
So connecting the efficient back end to the customer-facing front end.
Exactly. It completes the picture. These integrated services mean you, as a business, get support across the entire digital transformation journey.
Okay, this brings up a critical question. The IT consulting world is crowded. What really makes Ananas different? How can they genuinely help you, the listener, build that smarter future?
I think what truly sets them apart is that blend the combination of deep human expertise, specifically the founder's 20 years, with that cutting-edge AI focus. They're not just selling tech. Their whole focus is on delivering tangible outcomes, real strategic value. And that foundation of the founder's experience makes them a partner you can trust with complex, high-stakes projects. They have the capability to manage and execute precisely.
So it's the combination of deep experience and forward-looking tech focused on results. How do they ensure that collaboration actually happens and leads to those results, especially with complex AI?
It boils down to a very client-first approach. They work really closely with your teams. They design clear roadmaps so everyone knows the plan. And they provide ongoing support. It's about making the journey smooth and ensuring the impact is measurable.
Can you give an example of that kind of high-level, impactful transformation they've managed?
Sure. A powerful case is the founder leading a major enterprise architecture transformation. This was at a leading company in the semiconductor industry, right here in the Netherlands.
Okay, a complex industry.
Very. They designed a scalable integration framework, consolidated various power apps and SharePoint systems that had grown organically, and introduced newer platforms like Dataverse and Mendix for better structure.
And results?
Measurable results. Things like fewer support tickets, lower software licensing costs. It really demonstrates that ability to drive tangible, quantifiable improvements at an enterprise scale.
That's significant. And who are they typically working with? What kind of clients?
It's quite diverse, actually. Startups, public sector organizations like those municipalities we mentioned, and large enterprises, too. Many are based in the Netherlands, naturally. But the common thread is organizations looking to modernize, innovate, grow securely, and importantly, responsibly. And Inanis, under its founder's leadership, is equipped to handle that complexity, regardless of the client's size or sector.
So let's try and wrap this up. Inanis, based in the Netherlands, uses its AI-first approach, combines it with the founder's deep, two-decade-long experience, and offers this comprehensive suite of services. It really seems geared towards empowering organizations to tackle digital transformation confidently, efficiently, securely.
Yeah, they're aiming for a future where your IT isn't just keeping the lights on. It's actively creating value, driving strategy by intelligently building on the foundation you already have.
It makes you think. In a world drowning in data and manual work, just imagine what a truly personalized AI co-pilot woven seamlessly into your existing workflows could do. It's not just saving time, is it? It could fundamentally change how your organization innovates, how it makes critical decisions.
Absolutely. So the question for you is, how might you rethink what's possible? With smarter IT, with AI layered intelligently onto the systems you already trust, how could that transform your current setup into a real engine for efficiency and insight?
Maybe start small. Consider one internal process, one decision point in your business right now. Could intelligent automation make a real difference there? Something to ponder. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
We'll see you next time.